as Vasudeva. So they are both Vasudevas. Krishna is Vasudeva, Balaram is also Vasudeva by that definition. Son of Vasudeva is Vasudeva. And Om Namo Bhagavate, that's the important part. Bhagavate, and they're both Bhagavan. There may be some other Vasudevas, but not necessarily Bhagavan. Here, Krishna and Balaram, they're both Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Krishna Balarama ki. Are you all expecting their arrival? They're coming. They are here. Better late than. I think they were expecting, this community was expecting Krishna Balaram for quite some time. 15 years? And they were not wondering, they were also wondering whether Krishna Balaram coming or someone else coming. I know there was some debate or some different desires. And finally, who is coming? Krishna Balaram is coming. Is it okay, Krishna Balaram is coming? So no one told me what the topic was, so I... No, that's okay. So I thought of Krishna Balaram, so carry on. Now this is childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Navam Vrindavanam Nama Pashavyam Navakananam Gopa Gopigavam Sevyam Punyadri Tranavirudham. Sounds nice? It's from Shukdev Goswami. Vanam Vrindavanam Nama. This is Upananda speaking. They are in Gokul. They have a Ishtagosti, community Ishtagosti. Just now, Yamalarjun trees, they have been uprooted. They've failed and big crash. And they were wondering trying to figure it out. The whole review is on. In that big assembly, Upananda, brother of Nanda Maharaj, he has a proposal. Whereas Vrindavan is Navakananam Pashavyam. He had been going around, he was very much concerned. The security was a big concern. For security reasons, he had been traveling all over Vrindavan, all over Braj. He was thinking of relocation, we had to leave this place. He had been thinking ahead of the rest of the members of the community. Not only he was concerned, he wanted to do something about it. Being concerned is one thing, but he was step ahead forward. So he had traveled and traveled all over Braj. There are 12 forests of Vrindavan. And he's thinking of one of those forests called Vrindavan. All forests are not called Vrindavan. each one of them have their own name. He says, Vanam Vrindavanam Nama. There is a forest called Vrindavan. Navakananam, it is new to us. Pashavyam, what is so special about this Vrindavan? It's good for our cows, pashus, pashavyam. Good for the animals, first concern, major concern. If we go there, what about our animals? Is that good place for our animals also? Yes, yes. So before even query is there. Gopa Gopi Gavam Sevyam, and also Sevaniya, where the Gop and Gopis, Gop, Gopis, translation is not required. You understand Gop? You understand gopis, coward men, coward ladies, the girls. Sevyam is a wonderful place to reside and worship. And another very special feature, Punyadri, there is Punyadri, there is a very auspicious mountain, Punyadri, Adri's mountain. Tranavi Rudham, and it is full of green grasses. Everywhere there's a grass, waters, lakes, shades, caves, and Punya Tranavi Rudham. Tatradyeva Yashyamaha, and his proposal is, today only we will leave for that place. How do we go? Shaktan Yuktamam Chiram. Get all the ox carts ready. Ma Chiram, do not delay, no delays. Rush, get your carts ready. Godhanani Agrato Yantu. The cows will be in the front and the carts behind. Bhavatam yadi rochate. This is my proposal. If you so desire, we could do this. This is only proposal. And in response to this proposal, tachrutvaika ekadhiyo gopaha sadhu sadviti vadinaha. Ekadhiya means unanimous. Ek, one, dhiya, everyone's intelligence is on the same wavelength. You say this in America? ekadhiya, everybody's dhiya, the intelligence is fixed on this idea. They are all unanimous. And how did he find out that they were all unanimous? They all said, sadhu, 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 sadhu. Very nice, very nice, wonderful. We are for this proposal. Let's go. Vrajan svan svan samayujya yayu rudha parichadaha. And they immediately got up. They returned to their respective homes and got their acts together, got their ox carts together, yoked the oxen teams, loaded all the paraphernalia. Rup Ruda Parichadaha, loaded TV set. Not required. The last thing, Doordarshan, TV in India is called Doordarshan, something that is at the great distance, bring that closer and watch it. But for them, Krishna Balaram was that Darshan. Vriddhan balan striyo rajan sarva upakaranani cha anaha swaropya gopala. So who gets to sit in the cart? The old folks in the cart. Balan, children, they go into the cart. Striyaha, the ladies in the cart. Everyone else is walking. Culture. We get to know the culture also. We get to know the mode of transportation also. If you want to shift, look for a cart, for a bullock cart. Yatta attashara asanaha. But they also have some weapons, bows and arrows. They are equipped with the bows and arrows because they have to travel through the forest and the cows. Godhanani puraskritya. Take note of this. They are carrying wealth with them. What is that wealth? Godhanani. Dhan is wealth. What is dhan? The cows. They are carrying their wealth in the form of the cow. Economic development begins with land and the cows. Godhanani puraskritya, they are in the forefront. Shranganya purya sarvataha, and many bugles. Bugles are, get ready, like an inspirer to signal, time to go, is everyone ready? Playing all. Turya ghoshena mahata, out loud they are playing their bugles. Yayu saha purohitaha, and they are also taking their purohit, the priests, chanting mantras for all auspiciousness. In this connection, it is to be noted, Srila Prabhupada writes, short purport. Although inhabitants of Gokul were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to women, the old men, the cows and children, as well as to the Brahminical Purohits. Gopyo Rudha Ratha Nutna Kuchak Kumkuma Kantaya. Sukadeva Goswami. Is describing ladies, the beauty of the ladies is Swami. Goswami. Yeah, their breasts and their youthful bodies and kumkum on the breasts, well decorated in every possible way, their Banarasi saris. Yeah, is that popular one? I don't know. Silk saris, lots of opulence of their sort, and lots of ornaments, earrings and bangles, and they are loaded with all that. Krishna Lila Jagu Prityaha Nishka Kantya Subhasasaha. Although they are well dressed, there is no bodily concept. They are not looking into the mirror and just busy with how I look. And where did you purchase that one? That's not the topic. Wonderful ladies, wonderfully dressed. Suvasasaha. Suvas. Vas means dress. Suvas. Wonderfully dressed. Nishka Kantya, their lockets hanging from their necks and very valuable gems. And in the midst of that, Krishna Leela Jagu Prityaha. Krishna Leela Jagu, they are singing Leelas of Krishna, Leela, Ram, Balaram, Leela, Prityaha, with great pleasure. They are chanting glories of Krishna and Balaram. Tatha Yashoda Rohinya Vekam Shakatam Asthite Rejatu Krishna Ramabhyam Tat Katha Shravanotsuke. So there is one cart. In that one cart, there are hundreds and thousands of carts. Each family has one cart, and old folks, ladies, children are sitting in the cart, and one cart. There's Yashoda, Rohini, Krishna, Balaram are sitting in one cart. Shakatam, shakat means cart. Yes. Shakatam asthite rejatu Krishna brahmabhyam and katha shravana utsuke. They're very, very eager. Utsuk. They're very eager. Very anxious to talk about katha, Krishna Rama Bhyam katha. Vrindavanam sampravishya sarvakala sukhavaham. So as the carts are going, Krishna Balaram, Rohini, Yashoda in one cart, and so many other carts behind, so many carts ahead of that cart, and cows in the front, and cowherd men are in the front around with their spears and bows and arrows and bugles, and the priests are also going, chanting the mantras, and whole procession, grand procession is on the bank, eastern bank of Jamuna, going in a northerly direction, Delhi side. And they're going and going and going. Their goal is to, Vrindavan is trans-Jamuna, other side of Jamuna is Vrindavan. They had to cross, but as they were traveling, soon there was sunset and it was difficult. So they camped. There was camping on the bank of the river. And next morning as they got up, they're waking up Krishna. Murtivuti Gopala. They say, oh Gopal, please get up. Oh Gopal, please. Oh Balaram, please get out. They're singing songs. Oh, getting up. Just in Vrindavan forest, the birds are chirping. Coo, 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 coo. Some cocks are there. They're mentioned in Dwarka pastimes. Huh? No alarm clock. The cock is a clock. He just feed few grains and he does his job. Taking up no repairs or no maintenance, just few grains and he wakes you up and beautiful to look at and But Vrindavan side, the peacocks and parrots and so many other cuckoos, birds, they have woken up, they are chirping and they're waking up as they're singing their songs. They're waking up people. So everyone is up and now they have to cross Jamuna, the big span, a big wide river bed. So what they do, this is described in Garga Sanhita, more details. They are not mentioned here by Shukdev Goswami, but Gargacharya fills in the blanks. So they built a bridge using the carts, using the ox cart. They place one cart You place next card in front of that card, next one in front, and next one, and next one, and soon there are few hundred cards, one in front of the other, and they started walking over that bridge. And there are many bridges, like many carts, one after the other, one in front of the other. And they're all crossing Jamuna. Jamuna Maiya Ke, Jamuna Maiya Ke, Jamuna Maiya Ke. The cows are swimming across. The cowherd men, they're carrying calf on their shoulders, and they're swimming. The cowherd men are swimming with the calf on their shoulders, and the cow of that calf is right behind. You don't have to do anything. Her calf is going, so that's a magnetic pull. She's being pulled by the affection for the calf. So many coward men are going across, swimming, holding the cows on their shoulders, and the cows are following. So they are crossing, and elderly and children, old folks are going through the ox cart bridge way, and they have crossed. So, Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sukhdev Goswami says, now they have crossed Jamuna and sampravishya, they have nicely entered, meaning they are not entered and just there on the bank of the river. No, nicely entered means gone deeper into the forest, Vrindavan forest. Tatra chakrur vraja vasam, and there they park the carts, shakatair ardha chandravat, chandra, what is chandra? Moon. Ardha, half. Ardha chandravat, just like in a semi-circle. They parked all their shakatas, and circle is made by the shakat, the carts. So that is becoming a fence, and they are residing inside. This is where they have landed, where they are going to be residing now next 3 years and 4 months, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Krishna was 3 years and 4 months when they left Gokul for Vrindavan. They shifted, relocation took place. Krishna was 3 months. 3 years and 4 months, and Balaram, 4 years and 4 months. Devaki was giving birth to one child every year, so by that calculation. So where this shakat, chatikara, chatikara, you know chatikara, old folks, devotees know, chatikara road, there has to be chatikara road. You go from Delhi on highway, and if you are not interested in Taj Mahal, you make a left turn to go to Krishna Balaram temple. Where that you call T junction, the highway coming, and then you go to Vrindavan, T junction. So at that junction, there's a village called Chatikara. Refers to this Chatikara, Shakat. That's where the center of that township, when they relocated, was there. And that road became known as Chatikara Road was first, and then became known as Bhaktivedanta Swami Marki. And if you take that road, then you end up at the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Otherwise, you end up in Taj Mahal. You have to wake up, make sure you take the right turn. left turn, in fact. You have to take left turn there. That is right. Left is right.
Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinani cha.
So where they are residing is this, where is this Vrindavan? This is between Govardhan Hill all the way to Yamuna. That whole forest is Vrindavan forest. Govardhanam Pulinani cha, Yamuna Pulinani cha, Bhiksha Asit Uttama Preeti Rama Madhavo Madhav Yor Nipa Nripa. Oh, King, this is King Parikshit. Are you listening, King Parikshit? Why he had to say Nripa, oh King? He's trying to get his attention. Oh King, are you hearing? Are you with me? Are you with me? Otherwise there's no reason. Oh Nripa, oh King Parikshit. That I was just there where Sukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavatam. I was just there 10 days ago. Wonderful place. On the banks of Ganga. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. He's sitting there and he's talking all Vrindavan pastimes to King Parikshit. There's a big banyan tree and there's a murti of Sukadeva Goswami where he sat and spoke. What we are reading now was spoken by him right there. And as they were sitting not far from there and reciting Bhagavatam, one short class we did, same spot where Sukadeva Goswami spoke these past times. And to our audience we said, look at Sukadeva Goswami. They took darshan of Sukadeva Goswami's murti. Sukadeva Goswami ki. And next to the Sukadeva Goswami's murti there was a pujari. So when we showed everyone Sukadeva Goswami, the pujari, he was reading newspaper. Where Sukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam and caretaker of that place absorbed in reading newspaper. This is the age of Kali. Viksha Asid Uttama Preeti. So by seeing that Vrindavan, which is situated between Govardhan and Yamuna, Rama Madhava. Ram is Balaram, Madhava is Krishna. Uttama Preeti. They were enjoying. There were, lots of pleasure. Uttama Preeti, the best, they had good times as they had arrived there. Evam Rajokasam Preetim Yachanto Balacheshtitai Kalavakyai Svakalena Vatsapalo Babhuvatu. Vraja Okasa, the residents of Vrindavan, they were also enjoying. Bala Chestitai, the Bala Chesta, the pastimes, childhood pastimes, sweet nectarian pastimes of Rama, Madhava, Ram and Madhava's pastimes they were enjoying. Kalavakyai, they were little boys. They were not even able to say full sentences. Broken language. Maybe half sentence they were able to say. And they don't know the verb and the noun, and they were just saying something, kalavakyai. But even the vakyas, those sentences, the broken language spoken by Krishna and Balaram was relished by Vrajokasam, the residents of Vrindavan. Svakalena vatsapalo babhuvatu, and as they were now growing, they were about 4 years old, Balaram 5 years old, vatsapalo, they become vatsapalas. Vatsa, what is vatsa? Calf, and pala, protector. They become calf herd boys. Vatsapalo babhuvatu. Krishna and Balaram very much wanted to, go out, outing. They were eager for another, some more variety, the spice of life, variety. So mostly they were enjoying the Vatsalya Ras. They were eager for another Ras, another mellow, Sakya Ras. So they would go out into the fields, into the forest. Then the calf herding as well as playing with the friends, two in one. So they were very, very eager. When they proposed this, Yashoda was not into this. No. What? You and going into the forest? You're drinking breast milk every now and then. And you're so tender. Look at your lotus feet. They're pinkish and soft. And out there, thorns and the heat and rocks. And she couldn't imagine Krishna and Balaram going out there herding cows. But they were insisting. And the good news was, Nanda Maharaj was in favor. Let them go. They want to go. So, along with the father and Nanda, and then Krishna and Balaram, only Yashoda against, so three against one. So they won. And they got to go as calf herd boys. They're little boys, so little cows they could manage. They couldn't manage big cows, so little cows. Choti choti gaiya, chote chote gaiya. They sing in Vrindavan. Gaiya, the cows are choti choti, small cows. And the boys are also choto choto, small boys. And they are going. The first day, a small group of cows were gathered by Nanda and Yashoda. And Krishna and Balaram were given ropes, hold these ropes. And as they were leaving the town, Nanda and Yashoda were accompanying, and some crash course was given how to, different instructions, how to turn them around and how to get them to sit down or how to. And as they were leaving, Yashoda, come back soon. Don't go deep into the forest. And Balaram, you have to take care of your brother. Yes, mommy. Yes, Maya. Yes, Yashoda, Maya. And there are other friends also. They also have their cows. And they go into the forest. Vatsapalo babhuvatu. And then Yashoda, okay, you could go, but not every day. You see. So sometimes Krishna, he was kept behind. No, not today. No, you don't go today. Okay, Maya, I stay behind. And mother is relieved, thinking he is staying behind. And he's, Balram goes, some other neighboring friends are going, the cows are going. And she makes sure, looking through the window, he's not there, Krishna is not there. And she gets busy with her churning butter and other household duties. And from time to time she looks through the window to make sure he has not joined. Few times she looked, only Balram and other friends are there. Nice boy, he's obedient child, he's following my command. But the next time she looked through the window, she saw Krishna running. And she starts running behind him. And Krishna is trying to run faster. And Balram, Balram, help, help. And Yashoda is running behind. Hey Krishna, come here, where are you going? Stop. So finally she has caught up with Krishna, but here Krishna also has caught up with Balram, and Balram is holding one side and Yashoda is the whole tug up war. No, I'll take care, let him go. No, you cannot go. It's a whole that also would go on.
Avidure Vrajabhuvaha saha gopala dharakai charaya masatur vatsan nana krida parichado.
So they are allowed only to go avidure. Dur means distance. Avi means not long distance. There's a condition. You could go, but you cannot go deep into the forest. Just near the village, near Gokul, near Nandagram, you could go. Charaya masa, and they're taking care of the cows. Well, the cows are grazing, and they're playing. Nana krida. Krida, the leela. How many kridas? Nana krida. Many kridas. Many leelas they're performing. Nana avataram makarot bhuvaneshu kintu. Nana avata. So, some sample kridas mentioned. Just one word, one leela. Half sentence, one leela.
Kvachit vada yato venum.
This is one leela. Both Krishna and Balram, what do?
Veda yato venum.
They are playing their venums.
Kshepanai kshepataha kvachit.
Sometimes they are throwing rocks. They want to get some fruits from the trees. This is mango season. They are taking rocks and
kshepanai kshepataha kvachit. Kvachit padai kinkini bhihi.
And their little jingling, tinkling bells around their ankles. And they are jumping. And as they hear, they like the sounds of their own bells, and they're enjoying jumping up and down.
Kvachit padai kinkini bhihi.
There's no other sound. There's no noise pollution there. Every little detail could be heard. Even tinkling, jingling of the bell. Pin drop silence. What kind of silence? You drop a pin and big sound. amplified sound. Now there's a bomb. When a bomb, no one hears the summon sound. Pin drop, bomb drop.
Kvachit Kritrima Govrashaihi.
And sometimes they are playing, imitating Govrashai, the cows. They are on their knees and not standing, but and they're playing. I'm a cow, you're a calf, you're this, you are that, and they're playing different.
Vrashayamano Nardanto Yudhate Parasparam.
And next thing is they're fighting with each other. They're beating each other and hey, come. Wrestling.
Anukratya rutair jantus cheratu prakrato yatha.
Sukadeva Goswami says, they are playing as if they are prakrat, as the children play like this. Children everywhere, they play like this. What do the children do?
Balavasta, krida sakta.
Children all over the world, all children, what do? They play. It's a predominant pastime of children is to play.
Balavasta, krida sakta.
They're attached to the play. Did you play? American children play? I used to think that they were probably not playing. When I was a child, I used to think that American children must be very serious, scientific, and looking through their, microscopes and telescopes, and they must not be playing. I had a misconception like that. But for the first time I came, landed in New York airport and going to the temple, the school and playground, children were playing. And I was convinced. The children play wherever. So Krishna and Balram,
prakrataha yata,
as if like a children play, they were also playing. Just simple things, small games, no big deals. But when Krishna does anything, it's a big deal and becomes a talk of the town.
Kadachit Jamuna Tire Vatsamscharayato Svakai.
Once upon a time. Little serious business here. Normally playing, normally, but one day,
Jamuna Tire,
on the banks of, you feel nice when you say Jamuna Tire. You could say that in English also, but when you say Jamuna Tire, then something special about saying Jamuna Tire.
Vassan charayato svakai.
They are playing and taking care of their cows.
Vayashai Krishna balayor jighansur daitya agamat.
One demon arrived. And what was the purpose? That his target, Krishna balayor jighansur, he wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram. That was his intention. He arrived on the scene.
Tam vatsarupinam viksha vatsayutagatam harihi.
Immediately. Krishna. Arriba. Krishna has taken note. Viksha. This demon has arrived in the form of Vatsa Rupinam. Vatsa Rup. His Rup is, form is like that of Vatsa. He has come as a calf. So that he could hide in the midst of other calves. Someone said anyway, if the terrorist was to come to ISKCON temple, he would come in what form? Probably he would come chanting japa. No one would doubt. Some sadhu has come. Please come, sadhu. And if he's more smart, he will come as sannyasi. Watch out. So, tam vatsa rupinam viksha. But Krishna detected vatsa rup, vatsa yutha gatam harihi darshayan baladevaya. And he started showing Balarama, hey, come. Yes, I'm here. Look at that calf. That one, not that one. That one. Darshayan baladevaya shanair mogdha eva asad. As if bewildered. Sukadeva Goswami. As if Krishna doesn't know why he has come. What is the purpose of this demon? Why is he here? Why is he here for? Mugdha eva. Externally he's showing that he doesn't know. Looks some demon, but why is he here for? He showed Balaram. The next thing, grahitva parapadabhyam sahalangulam achyutaha. So Krishna took lead and he moves forward. And as Krishna is moving forward, that calf demon is also moving forward, is looking behind. And Krishna is coming right behind. He's trying to avoid. There are so many cows. Hundreds, thousands of them, and he's trying to hide. But Krishna is following. Krishna is not leaving him alone. And as Krishna finally grahitva, he caught hold of the hind legs along with the tail. It says, langula, saha langula. Langul means tail. Hind legs and the tail. Brahmayitva. Twirling and whirling also. He's doing two things. Twirling also. Twirling and whirling. Kapithagre pranihot gata jivitam hitru. On the top of tree called Kapitha. It's not translated, it's called Kapitha. Kapitha tree, and as he's thrown, by the time he landed on the top, Kapitha Agri at the top of the tree, he has lost his life. Sa Kapithai Mahakaya, and he was a small one. Was a small calf size when he was amongst the calves. But as he slipped, or Krishna threw him away to land on the top of the tree, between the time he slipped from the hand and landed on the top of the tree,
Mahakaya. Yashun, big form. Like Putana. She was a regular sized lady. But once Krishna started drinking blood and the milk, and the poison and the milk, then she grew in size. So, Mahakaya. Patyamanai papataha. And so Mahakaya, so heavy bodies that the tree fell down. Tam viksha vismita bala sasanshu sadhu sadviti. When all the children, all the friends notice what Krishna did, how he picked up that calf demon and twirled through him, lost life, that demon. Balaha, the children, his friends, they started praising Krishna. How did they praise? Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Jai ho, jai ho, jai ho. They started glorifying. And so the calf herd friends were glorifying Krishna. Devascha parisantushtaha. And Deva, the demigods also. They immediately gathered. Demigods arrived on the scene in the sky. Parisantushtaha. They are pleased, satisfied, relieved also to see the big demon has been killed. Babhuvo, babhuvo, pushpavarshinaha. And immediately started shower of flowers, heavenly flowers from their own abodes. They have come with the flowers. They are showering flowers and playing different instruments. And apsaras are dancing, gandharvas are singing, there's a whole show going on up there in the sky, glorifying the Lord. Tau vatsa palako bhutva sarva lokaika palako saprata rasho go vasan chara yanto vicheratuhu. And Sukadeva Goswami, well, is kind of concluding this thought before he moves on to another demon's arrival and more pastimes is Tau vatsa palako bhutva. Tau, those two. Tau, those two. Palako bhutva. Vatsa palako bhutva. By becoming vatsa palakas, sarva lokaika palako, they are lokapalas. They are protectors and maintainers of the entire creation, whole universe, but here they appear to be taking care of only cows. As if they have nothing else, they have nothing to do with the maintenance of the universe, they have nothing to do with these lokapalas, and are not lokanathas, or this nathas, or that nathas. Yeah? They are just concerned with their taking. All that they do is take care of the cows, and they are playing. And the world, who knows how it is running, who is operating. And now he says, Maya adhyakshena prakriti. He told Arjuna, hey, I am adhyaksh, I am, the buck stops with me. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sa chara chara. I am. So, chara, achar, everything moving, non-moving, I'm the superintendent.
Veda aham samatitani, Krishna says. O Arjun, Veda aham, I know, what do you know? Samatitani, everybody's past I know. Vartamanani cha Arjuna, I know the present of everybody. Bhavishyani cha bhutani, and I know bhavish also, without looking at their, the palm. They call it palm reading? Palm, yeah. He doesn't have to read your palm, he knows. But the trouble is, Krishna says, Mam tu vedana kashana. I know everybody's past, present, future, but no one knows me. No one knows about me. So when they're looking at this pastime, me taking care of the calf and playing. But Sukhdev Goswami says, he's not only Vatsa Palaka, he is Sarva Lokaika Palako. Sarva Lokaika Palakaha. Palako, too. Vatsa Palako, Sarva Lokaika Palako is two. They are Saprakar Asho Govatsan Charayanto. It's early morning, during early morning hours, they take their breakfast. I should have not mentioned. Now you get the idea. Govatsan charayanto icheratuhu. And then they would get their lunch packets ready and go out to take care of the cow, the cows. So he just killed a demon, but his form was vatsarupinam. His form was like a calf. It's a cow, calf. You're a sinner, you are a sinner, you're a sinner, they said. You have to take bath to become free from sin. Go to Ganga, go to the holy places, sacred rivers, take a holy dip, then come back. So after this pastime he was accused. Radha also had accused, now you have killed. Which demon was that? Aristasur, he was also the bull. Now he, for the killing calf, he was also accused. So Krishna, he created Ganga from his mind. We were also on the banks of Ganga just a few days ago. In fact, I traveled from banks of Ganga to Florida here. We had a nice time on banks of Ganga, Haridwar, Uttarkasi, here, there, Himalayan mountains. And so there also remembering this pastime of Krishna was accused and then One day we went early morning hours to take holy dip. Instead of taking bath in the bathroom, we all went to Ganga and took bath there. Many devotees. And we had Prabhupada Murthy, life-size Murthy, with us. And some devotees went with Prabhupada with his murti in the middle of the stream. And they were trying to give full bath to Prabhupada. But it was not easy to pull him under the water, put him down the water. You know, because the way the murti is made, and you're pushing him, and Prabhupada would just come out to try to push him down, and Prabhupada would jump. Then someone said, Jesse, he's not sinking. Prabhupada doesn't sink. Someone said, Prabhupada doesn't sink. That's right. Said, yes, that's right. Prabhupada doesn't sink. Yeah, come? Yeah, okay. So, Prabhupada ki? Sri Krishna Balarama ki? Radha Shyam Sundar ki? Thank you.